content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31S newsletter for the month of February and March 2022. Let's start out with the district governor's message. On the road. March brings with it the promise of gardening and warmer, sunny days as Earth turns its frostbitten cheek to winter and springs forth from the vernal equinox. Make a great day. We need to trust each other. 2/23/22, Durham Lions Club. 2/24/22, DG official visit to the Pilot Lions Club. 2/28/22, asked LCIF about what we could do for the Ukrainian refugees in Poland. 3/1/22, Mardi Gras. 3/3/22, DG visit to the Zebulon Lions Club. Thanks to Lion President Danny Hall, he knows why. 3/7/22, DG visit to the Cary Lions Club. 3/8/22, International Women's Day, DG visit to the Rocky Mount Lions Club. 3/9/22, DG visit to the Raleigh Downtown Lions Club, wrote a $540 check for their Camp Dogwood tickets. 3/10/22, DG visit to the Jackson Lions Club, PDG Mark Bateman came. 3/13/22, daylight saving time. 3/14/22, DG visit to the Lake Gaston Lions Club. 3/15/22, visit to the Pembroke Lions Club. 3/15/22, Clean Monday. 3/17/22, St. Patrick's Day and DG visit to the Wilson Luncheons Lions Club, PDG David Edwards came, and the Raleigh Southeast Lions Club. They don't meet. 3/22/22, DG visit to the Wanchese, Columbia, Nag's Head, First Flight, Lower Currituck, and Manteo Lions Clubs. 3/24/22, DG visit to the Tarboro Lions Club. Lion Maggie Swaim and Lion Scott Strickland are working on getting a date and site together for a new membership session or training for March and April in the East and West. Next month's road trips. During the month of April, Zone Chairs will host their third Zone Advisory Meetings with the focus on leadership. April 2nd to 3rd, Pickleball Tournament at Wilson Luncheons Lions Club. April 4th, Franklinton Lions Club. April 5th, Currituck. April 7th, White Level Lions Club. April 15th, Good Friday. And the election of club officers. April 17th, Easter. April 19th, Scotland Neck Lions Club. On the 20th, Weeksville Lions Club, from the 20th to the 22nd of April, NCLPTC Pin Swap. April 21st, Lukama Lions Club, from the 22nd to the 24th of April, of course, is the state convention. On April 25th is the 27th Annual Golf Tournament in Fuquay Varina. On the 30th of April, Spring Fun Fest for VIPs at Wilson Evening Lions Club. On April 30th, election of club officer forms are due to the LCI and the district governor. Share, communicate. Communication is critical because it helps Lions understand how their peers have different points of view. It's easy for people to get locked into their way of looking at things and not see things from a different perspective. Learn, fostering innovation, help and learning in an area of opportunity. The power of relationships, exploring mentoring relationships, inspiration, and equity. Thrive, nurturing an inclusive and healthy community for success. Connect, forging lifelong partnerships near and far. Rise, positioning the Lions for the future. I want to help someone achieve their dreams. Monthly Health Hint. Try the Map My Fitness app. If you're motivated by others, enjoy swapping notes, and like friendly competition, you might enjoy this app, which lets you interact with others, join challenges, give and receive encouragement, and more. You can pick and choose from more than 800 workouts designed by Under Armour trainers to create a routine that works for you. Character trait, kindness, the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate, a kind act. Have a heart, do your part. Consider donating to Campaign 100 and or Brighter Visions or purchasing Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. District 31S is fourth place in the state for raising monthly Brighter Visions funds. There are 25 clubs in District 31S that are on the right track to achieving their Brighter Visions goals. These clubs are Cary, Columbia, Edenton, Elizabeth City River, Fuquay Varina, Garner, Gates County, First Flight, Franklinton, Lake Gaston, Lewisburg, Manio, Plymouth, Raleigh Host, North Raleigh, Raleigh Southeast, Rocky Mount Evening, Seaboard, Wake Forest, Wanchese, Warrenton, Weeksville, Wilson, Wilson Luncheon, and Zebulon. These 27 clubs are on the right track with their Camp Dogwood raffle ticket sales. District 31S is currently first place in the state. Apex, Columbia, Edenton, Elizabeth City River, First Flight, Franklinton, Fuquay Varina, Gates County, Henderson, Jackson, Lake Gaston, Manio, Nashville, North Raleigh, Raleigh Host, Rocky Hock, Rocky Mount Evening, Seaboard, Wake Forest, Warrenton, Weeksville, Wendell, Whitakers, Williamston, Wilson, Wilson Luncheon, and Zebulon. Membership status. District 31S has 931 members with 48 clubs. Just ask someone to be a Lion. Club birthdays. Garner Lions Club, March 3rd, 1944. They're 77 years old and the 18th oldest club in District 31S. Elizabeth City River City Lions Club, March 3rd, 1976. 46 years old. The 37th oldest club in District 31S. Williamston Lions Club, March 11th, 1937, 85 years old, the 8th oldest club in our district. Weeksville Lions Club, March 19th, 1951, 71 years old, the 27th oldest club in the district. Rocky Mount Evening Lions Club, March 24th, 1939, 82 years old, 13th oldest club. Pilot Lions Club, March 26th, 1973, 49 years old, the 34th oldest club in District 31S. Lions can laugh. My sister wanted a Cinderella-themed party, so I invited all her friends and made them clean my house. Song of the Month, What a Wonderful World, by Louis Armstrong. Tomorrow will be a better day. It's only after you've stepped outside your comfort zone that you begin to change, grow, and transform. And that quote was from Roy T. Bennett. Prayer concerns. Give a prayer for PDG Sherman Leathers, PDG Andy Lilliston, family of PDG James C. Short of Lake Gaston, and the military. Let me know of anyone we can add or take off the list. And that's from your district governor, Randy Oxendine. Lion of the Month. John E. Gard. College. He has a bachelor's degree, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, master's degree, East Carolina University, educational specialist degree in school administration from East Carolina University, an educational specialist degree in instructional supervision from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Partner. Loretta B. Gard. Happily married for 54 years. Best day as a Lion. Birth of our daughter during my first year as a Lion, personal or related. Being surprised by my local Lions Club with the award of the Melvin Jones Fellowship in December of 2011. Worst day as a Lion. The death of my mother. Finding out that a nearby Lions Club that our Edenton Lions Club had originally chartered in 1940 had turned in their charter after 79 years of active service to their community. Favorite quote or saying, a man walking down the street carrying two cats by the tail is learning a whole lot more about cat carrying than the people standing on the sidewalk watching. And that is a quote from Mark Twain. What drives you crazy? Able-bodied people who leave shopping carts all over the parking lot at the grocery store. What makes you happy? Traveling with my wife, being around our grandchildren. Favorite book, Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Some Don't, by Jim Collins. Favorite movie, Forrest Gump. Favorite color, Carolina Blue. Favorite food, ham and cabbage, or a hearty country breakfast with grandma's hot biscuits. I'm still a country boy at heart. What do you do for fun? I enjoy hunting and fishing in my younger days. In retirement, I enjoy watching Tar Heel football and basketball and traveling with my wife. Whom do you admire? I admire Lion P.I.D. Lacey Presnell, who spent his professional life, like me, as a dedicated school administrator and who has proved that you never get too old to make a difference in the lives of others, as he continues to model our Lions Club motto, We Serve. What are your Lions goals? As a former school principal and local school board member, I was excited to learn about the SPOT Vision Screener. Catching vision problems not previously identified in young children can improve the academic performance of a significant number of children. Children with unidentified vision problems are candidates for poor academic performance. If they can't see, they are prone not to be successful in reading or mathematics. I helped write a grant that was funded by our local hospital foundation that enabled Edenton Lions Club to partner with the Rocky Hawk and Hertford Lions Clubs to purchase a SPOT vision screener that we have used to screen students in two school districts and child care centers in Chowan and Perquimans counties for the past 4 years. We have numerous examples of the screening having identified young children with previously unidentified vision problems whose conditions could be corrected before they became more serious. A major goal I have is to see more Lions clubs acquire SPOT vision screeners or similar machines and work in partnership with schools in their service areas. As it has done for the three Lions clubs who have partnered together to acquire and use our SPOT vision screener, I sincerely believe this strategy could help rejuvenate struggling Lions clubs. From DG Randy Oxendine, Lion John has done an exemplary job as the Region 1 chair. You are more fun than anyone I know, including Bubble Wrap. I am so lucky to have him in our District 31S team. Great job, Lion John. Calling all administrators. We need your help. This is by Lion John Lind. You probably already know that District 31S has a website. Although the website has tremendous potential, we are not yet taking full advantage of it, and some information updates are needed. To remedy this situation, as IT Committee Chair, I'm seeking volunteers to join the IT Committee and help update our website. You're probably wondering what that would involve, so allow me to elaborate just a bit. I can see a need for people who can author or edit articles for web posts, collect information about clubs in the district, like their websites and meeting times, and help keep information on the website up to date, keep an eye on the calendar, and make sure that the calendar gets updated with accurate information as it becomes available, and other tasks as well. If you have suggestions, we'd like to hear those as well. Depending on your level of skill and comfort with technology, I will do my best to find a good role for anyone who's willing to help. Even if you have no technical skill at all and just want to help collect information and email someone else to update it online, we can still use your help. One of the advantages of serving on the IT committee is that all of the work can be done from the comfort of your own home, and all of our meetings will be online, so there will be no travel requirements at all. If you're interested in learning more, please contact me, but please try to avoid calling during regular work hours from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And Lion John Lynn's contact information, he can be reached at 919-924-9169. Or at his email address, jlyndepsu@yahoo.com. NCLI Fellowship Opportunities by Lions PDG Bob and Harriet Walton, co-chairs of the NCLI Fellowship and Partners Committee. North Carolina Lions Incorporated has several opportunities for individuals and or clubs to recognize fellow Lions or community members who have supported our Lions Club's goals and objectives. NCLI Ambassador, Jack Stickley Fellowship, William L. Woolard Partner in Service Fellowship, and Sid L. Scruggs III Beacon of Hope Fellowship. The NCLI Ambassador is the newest funding category and has been created to assist in funding programs and services of NCLI. It is a progressive recognition with five levels. The first donation level is $500, and four installments of no less than $250 may be made toward a progressive NCLI Ambassador. Installment payments must be completed in no less than 2 years from the date of the first installment. This recognition is available to everyone and may be purchased by individuals, clubs, or family members. All NCLI Ambassador funds will be placed in a non-restricted account and will be a major source for funding NCLI services and programs. The oldest and best known of these is the Jack Stickley Fellowship. This fellowship requires a donation of $500, and this money goes to an endowment, and only the interest can be used to defray the administrative expenses of NCLI. The Stickley Fellowship is not being recommended because it is an endowment, and only a small percentage of the money can be used. The William L. Woolard Partner in Service Fellowship requires a $100 entry-level donation. There are six more donation levels requiring $200 or $250 for each level, or a total donation of $1,500. 25% of these donations go to NCLI, and the rest go to an endowment. The Sid L. Scruggs III Beacon of Hope Fellowship has five levels of participation. Each level requires a donation of $200, bringing the total donation to all levels to $1,000. All of this money is earmarked to support the programs and services of Camp Dogwood. Because of this, it is recommended by NCLI as an immediate source of usable income. There are two other ways to recognize others while helping NCLI. Honorariums and memorials, which can be given in any amount at any time. Honorariums can be given to anyone, including those who support your club or the Lions mission. Consider a donation instead of a gift for birthdays or other special occasions, or in recognition of those folks who present programs at your club meetings. Memorials are self-explanatory. Both of these donation categories can be given in any amount and can be designated as part of your club's Brighter Visions goal. With you, please let me know. Greater Kindness in Times of Great Need. This is by Andrea Small, Senior Marketing and Public Relations Specialist, LCIF, March 10, 2022. When natural disasters strike, Lions are among the first to offer help. Lions Clubs International Foundation, or LCIF, empowers Lions' service efforts through grant funding. So when devastating tornadoes rip through dozens of communities in Kentucky, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Illinois, and Indiana, LCIF quickly responded and awarded $120,000 in disaster relief grant funding. LCIF immediately awarded a $20,000 grant to the Lions in Kentucky, where some of the most catastrophic damage and the majority of deaths occurred during the storms on December 10th and 11th of 2021. The additional $100,000 grant funding will provide relief to the multiple affected states, where at least 30 out-of-season tornadoes touched down throughout the night and early morning hours. In late January of 2022, International President Douglas X. Alexander visited some of the hardest-hit communities in Kentucky, where he joined fellow Lions from both the tornado-damaged towns and across the country to provide much-needed relief to the storm's victims. We've all seen pictures of it, but there is nothing like actually seeing the devastation that has hit this community, said IP Alexander. The devastation that these tornadoes caused is heartbreaking, and those affected by this disaster will need support in rebuilding for many days, weeks, and months ahead. But from one day to the next, you can see the difference of the cleanup that has taken place here, which speaks to the people who have come out to help this community get through this very difficult time. Among those helping are Lions from across the U.S. who have sent financial donations, as well as trucks filled with generators and emergency supplies. During IP Alexander's visit, a truckload of donations arrived with Lions from Pennsylvania, who unloaded the truck alongside the international president. I was not surprised to see so many Lions joining and helping these people in need. It's what we do, said IP Alexander. Where there's a need, there's a Lion, and we do it willingly, not looking for anything in return. It's about service, giving our service from the heart. With a disaster grant from LCIF, Lions can do even more for communities devastated by tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, fires, and other major events. LCIF is proud to offer a variety of grant options to support various stages of disaster relief operations. And following that are several pictures of International President Douglas Alexander helping with the cleanup. Camp Dogwood Tree Removal Project by PDG Lion Wayne Faber. Lions, there are several trees at Camp Dogwood that are putting our lodges at risk. A preliminary estimate of what it would cost to remove these trees is $25,000. We are asking clubs to donate whatever they can to reach our fundraising goal for this project. If you can, make a check payable to Camp Dogwood for the Blind and Visually Impaired and mail to P.O. Box 39, Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Please note in the memo section that the funds are for the tree removal project. Here are some upcoming events. April 22nd to 24th of 2022, the NC Lions State Convention in Greensboro. On April 25th, the golf tournament in Fuquay Varina Lions Club. Tips and tidbits from the secretary. This is by PDG Lion Barbara Beltran, District 31S Cabinet Secretary. We are always looking for ways to improve communication within our district. In order to enhance this, I will send out updates from clubs and district chairs on the 1st and 15th of the month, or shortly thereafter, if I have received any. If you wish to have something included, please send it to me as an email attachment by the 14th or 30th of the month. If I send out emails too often, they don't seem to be read. Imagine that. Club presidents and secretaries, please share these emails with the members in your club as appropriate. The exception to this would be emails that the district governor asks me to send out. Also, if you're responding to any emails forwarded by me from someone else, please respond to the original sender. The purpose is not to save work for the secretary, but because the original sender can better respond to any questions. Friendly reminder, zone meetings should be held each quarter, and hats off to those zone chairs who are doing this already. This is a real key to better communication. Reports of those zone meetings should be sent to the district governor, first and second vice district governors, and cabinet secretary. There is a report form available in the ebook for zone chairs, or you can contact the secretary and ask for one to be emailed. All club and chair and club reports that you wish to have included in the minutes at our quarterly cabinet meeting should be written and emailed, preferably as attachments, to the cabinet secretary at least 3 days prior to the cabinet meeting. The secretary does not wish to run the risk of misinterpreting something said verbally at the meeting. You are still free and encouraged to share verbally at the actual meeting. The next cabinet meeting will be held at District 31S and 31N Midwinter Convention, January 14th to 16th, 2022, in Kitty Hawk. This will include a convention meeting, also where we will elect our district governor and first and second vice district governors. A form to register your elected voting delegates has been sent to all clubs. Please return this form to the cabinet secretary by January 7th of 2022. Note, all club dues should be current with both LCI and the state district to be considered in good standing and eligible to send voting delegates. Looking forward to seeing everyone there. State convention update. Please register, the deadline is April 1st, and make your hotel reservations, deadline April 8th, before the deadlines. Hotel seating for all convention events is limited. Registrations will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. After April 8th, registrations will only be accepted by phone, and requests for refunds will not be accepted. Friday Fun Night will begin at 6:30 p.m. and will feature 1920s attire or simply wear black and white. Silent auction items will be on display, and you'll be able to bid until 3 p.m. on Saturday. Items must be paid for and picked up by 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. Staging for the parade celebrating North Carolina Lions' 100 years of service will be on Saturday from 9 to 9:30 a.m. The parade will begin in downtown Greensboro. For questions about wearing a costume, walking in the parade, transportation, or registering to be in the parade, please contact Lion Mark Gaylord by email at markgaylordlaw@gmail.com. The parade will begin at approximately 11 a.m. The parade will start near the railroad tracks on South Elm Street, past the historic Woolworths, and end at Center City Park. The entire route is approximately one-half of a mile. Arrangements have been made to have food trucks available at Center City Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for you to purchase snacks and lunch. You are welcome to gather in the park before, during, and after the parade. There will be limited seating and tables. There are no convention events planned at the hotel during the parade. A hospitality room with limited refreshments. It is hoped that most attendees will attend the parade. The History Museum will be open from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. with Centennial Club representatives available to talk about the history of their clubs. If you have historic club items that you would like to lend to the convention committee for the weekend, please feel free to contact PDG Lion Lorraine Dupree via email at Lorraine, spelled L-A-R-A-I-N-E, dot Dupree, D-U-P-R-E-E, 1967, at gmail.com. The district governor's banquet will begin on Saturday at 6:30 p.m., and the attire for the evening is semi-formal. A grab-and-go breakfast will be available in the hospitality room beginning at 7 a.m. on Sunday. The memorial service will begin at 7:30 a.m., followed immediately by necessary convention business, general sessions, district cabinet meetings, introduction of 2022-2023 Council of Governors, etc. Sponsor bingo at Camp Dogwood this summer. Bingo Bucks, are you willing to sponsor a week of bingo at Camp Dogwood this summer? Our VIPs love bingo. Excuse me. Our VIPs love bingo. Last year, we offered Bingo Bucks as the majority of prizes, which VIPs used to purchase snacks, drinks, and souvenirs from the Camp Dogwood store. If you or your club is interested in sponsoring a week of bingo this summer, please make your check payable to Camp Dogwood and mail to Camp Dogwood. There's a note in the, and make a note in the memo line for that it's for Bingo Bucks. You can contact Tammy Thomas, Camp Administrator, at tammy@nclionsinc.org. Celebrate Earth Day with Lions on April 22nd. When Lions come together, we create lasting solutions. So this Earth Day on April 22nd, 2022, let's do our part to protect, restore, and advocate for the environment in our community and around the world. Here are three great ways to get started. Support the cause. The environment is one of our global causes, so learn how Lions are caring for the environment. Download one of our project planners to help your club make a difference in your community. Plan a project. Get 25 project ideas to increase community engagement by developing your own unique environmental project to educate and benefit the people around you. Share your stories. Inspire your social network by sharing stories about how your club is working to protect the environment, or share stories of Lions who are making a difference around the world. And don't forget to use the hashtag WeServe. Worldwide Induction Day. Lions are a great big family, but there's always room at our table for one more. Watch a special video message from President Alexander about how we can strengthen our club by giving others the opportunity to put their talents and kindness in action. Each new member brings a new perspective and new ways to serve. And on Worldwide Induction Day, on April 30th, you can join Lions from all over the world as we come together to celebrate the diversity of our service and our newest members. Visit the Worldwide Induction Day page for a planning guide, special downloadable certificates, and public relations tips for your event. Make it a day that your new Lions will remember for the rest of their lives. And don't forget to share your event on social media using hashtag WeServe. And here's a memoriam. In memory of James Campbell Stewart, Schuert, September 13, 1931 to March 16, 2022. Jim was a graduate of the Manlius School in 1949. He proudly served in the U.S. Army Reserve Military Police Corps from 1949 until he was honorably discharged on December 18, 1959. Later on, Jim was a sales executive for 3M Corporation for 35 years and was Salesman of the Year many times. He was very active at St. Luke's Greek Orthodox Church in Broomall, Pennsylvania, as the board president. Always a leader, Jim was an assistant scoutmaster, Troop 122 in Broomall, Pennsylvania, and received the Vigil Honor. Commitment to service leads his involvement in Lions Clubs International as a member, club president, and ultimately district governor in Lake Gaston, North Carolina. He was also remembered for his activity in Habitat for Humanity in the Lake Gaston area. When Jim was not serving his community, he and Collie Schuert could be found traveling the world to places that include Greece, China, Australia, Africa, Russia, Bahamas, Bermuda, Hawaii, Germany, France, Egypt, and Alaska. Jim is survived by his four sons, Mark Schuert and wife Jane, Kent Schuert and wife Paula, Todd Schuert and wife Lori, and Glenn Schuert and wife Teresa. Grandchildren, Amy Gingrich, Emily Glasscock, Samuel Callisto, Jessica Drake, Christopher Schuert, Nicholas Schuert, Elena Stouch, and Joel Schuert, and great-grandchildren Hazel Rose Callisto, Tyler Drake, Caroline Drake, Haley Schuert, Elizabeth James Schuert, A.J. Stouch, Rosemary Stouch, and Mina Bell Stouch. He is preceded in death by his loving wife of 64 years, Calliope Antonios Philosophos Schuert, and brothers John F. Schuert and Jerome E. Schuert. The family received friends on Wednesday, March 23rd at Askew Funeral and Cremation Services in Roanoke Rapids from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Graveside services were held on Thursday, March 24th at 11 a.m. at Lakeside Lutheran Church Cemetery in Littleton, North Carolina, with Reverend Scott Benson officiating. A reception followed at the church. Another memoriam. In memory of PDG Melvin Douglas Stiens, Sr., September 7th, 1931 to March 7th, 2022. Melvin Douglas Stiens, Sr. of Hertford. Melvin Douglas Stiens, Sr. of 356 Riverfront Drive, went to be with the Lord on Monday, March 7th, 2022. He was born in Washington County on September 7, 1932, to Joseph Christopher Stiens and Bessie Adelaine Hardison Stiens, and was the devoted husband of Dorothy Lee Miller for 68 years. Melvin graduated from Roanoke Bible College in 1953 and pursued a master's degree at University of Virginia and then received his doctorate in education from Nova. He held his first ministry at the age of 18 for Berkeley Church of Christ in the summer of 1950. This congregation later became Avalon Church in Virginia Beach. In following years, he ministered at Buckrow Beach, Shiva Church, Geneva Park Church of Christ, Corinth Christian Church, Athens Chapel Church of Christ, Bethlehem Church of Christ, Sunrise Church of Christ, Fairfield Christian Church, South Mills Church of Christ, and held interim ministries at a number of others before returning to Bethlehem Church of Christ to serve as an elder. He recently celebrated his 90th birthday with his family and friends. Preceding him in death are his older brother Cecil Stiens, wife Grace, sister Mildred, husband G.C., and his beloved wife of 68 years, Dorothy. Surviving him in life are his children Cindy Thomas, husband Rick, of Hertford, and Doug Stions, wife Mickey, of Kildouble Hills, grandsons Philip Thomas, wife Courtney, of Hertford, Benjamin Thomas, wife Mallory, of Clearwater, Florida, and Harris Stions, wife Olivia, of Suffolk, Virginia, and granddaughters Christian Call, husband Brandon, of Pocosin, Virginia, and Lee Stions, of Kildouble Hills. Six great-grandchildren, Cannon and Beaumont Call of Pocosin, and Tripp, Beck, and Adelaide Thomas of Hertford, and Luke Thomas of Clearwater, Florida. Also surviving are two brothers, Homer Stions, wife Peggy, of Elizabeth City, and Wade Stions, wife Brenda, of Roper, North Carolina. A service and celebration of his life was held Monday, March 14th at 1 p.m. in the Mid-Atlantic Christian University Chapel in the Albert Blanton III Center, 715 North Poindexter Street, Elizabeth City. A private burial was held in Cedarwood Cemetery in Hertford. Friends were invited to visit with the family immediately following the service in the MACU Chesson Gym. In lieu of flowers, contributions in his memory may be made to the Mid-Atlantic Christian University Foundation. Attention, Melvin and Dorothy Stion Scholarship Fund, 715 North Poindexter Street, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, 27909. Or to Bethlehem Church of Christ, 353 Riverfront Drive, Hertford, North Carolina, 27944. Miller Funeral Home and Crematory, located at 735 Virginia Road in Edington, is assisting the family with arrangements, and online condolences may be made by visiting www.millerfhc.com. Wilmington Lions celebrate 100 years of service. The Wilmington Lions Club will be celebrating its 100th anniversary on May 21st, 2022, in the Madeline Suite at the University of North Carolina Wilmington campus. Gathering will be from 6 p.m. to 6:30. The dinner will begin at 6:30 p.m. Past International Director Gwen White will be the speaker for the evening. All meals must be reserved in advance. The cost for the event is $20 per person. The buffet dinner includes a garden salad, oven-roasted seasoned pork in a brown sugar pecan sauce, chickpea tagine with couscous, vegetables, dessert, iced tea, and coffee. Entertainment will be provided by the Cape Fear Cordsmen. The deadline for reservations is May 13, 2022. Make checks payable to the Wilmington Lions Club and send to Lion George Holston, 10 Jeb Stewart Highway, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28412. For questions, contact Lion George at 919-232-5707 or email sealion2@aol.com. Lions Club Night at Five County Stadium. You are invited to attend Lions Club's Night on Tuesday, May 7th, 2022 at 7 p.m. Come and enjoy the beautiful spring weather with your local Lions Club members and an evening of Mudcats baseball at Five County Stadium. The Mudcats will be playing the Down East Wood Ducks. Lions Club tickets are $10 each. Before the game, join us at the Pilot Lions Club for a free picnic supper at 5 p.m. If you'd like to join us, make checks payable to District 31S and send to Attention PDG Wayne Faber, 1105 Maple Avenue in Apex, North Carolina, 27502. All ticket money must be turned in to him no later than May 12, 2022. And Mr. Faber can be reached at 919-780-8819. D.G. Randy Oxendine official visits for 2021-2022. I think he means just 2022. These proposed official visits include April 4th, Franklinton Lions Club. On the 5th, Currituck Lions Club. April 7th, White Level. April 19th, Scotland Neck. April 20th, Weeksville. April 21st, Lucoma. April 22nd to 24th, of course, is the state convention. And the 28th, Plymouth Lions Club. Then in May, on May 3rd, the Hertford Lions Club. May 5th, Elizabeth City, River City Lions Club. May 9th, Edenton. May 12th, Williamston. May 19th, Apex. And May 26th, Wilson Evening Lions Club. Here's a list of upcoming club fundraisers. March 23rd to 30th, the Camp Dogwood Volunteer Week. March 30th, district monetary goals are due. April 15th, election of club officers. April 22 to 24 is the Lions State Convention in Greensboro. On April 25th, golf tournament at the Bentwood Country Club, 9 a.m. in Fuquay Arena. April 30th, Spring Fun Fest for VIPs, Wilson Evening. April 30th, 2022-2023 Club Officers, PU 101 forms due to LCI and District Governor. June 26th, Home Run for Hunger, the Wilson Evening Lions Club. We Walk Camp Dogwood Partnership. This is written by Paul Durden, country manager of We Walk United States. I'm excited to tell you about a partnership Camp Dogwood has formed with We Walk, the makers of the We Walk Smart Cane. The Smart Cane brings cutting-edge technology to the traditional white cane, providing greater independence and safety to blind and visually impaired users. The tremendous impact the Smart Cane has had on users has earned the Smart Cane Best Invention from Time. Amazon named We Walk the Startup of the Year for 2021. WeWalk has established a Camp Dogwood donation page to provide smart canes at no cost to deserving blind and visually impaired North Carolinians. WeWalk provides free training as well as free ongoing customer support. Please consider a donation to Camp Dogwood so we can provide smart canes to the blind and visually impaired in our state. When donating, be sure to identify your club on the donation form. A Steadfast Partnership, LCIF and the Special Olympics. This is by the Lions Club International Foundation. The Lions Club's International Foundation Special Olympics Opening Eyes Program began in 2001. Since then, LCIF has awarded more than $27 million to Special Olympics for activities that include opening eyes, family health forums, healthy hearing, special smiles, and inclusive sports. Lions volunteer at these events, including our Leos. Leos, young people committed to serving others, are integral to this partnership, volunteering as partners in Unified Sports, as well as supporting events alongside Lions. Find out more about how Leos are making a difference around the world through the Leo Club program. Over the years, LCIF and Special Olympics have proudly partnered to create tremendous impact worldwide and achieve multiple successes, including 445,000 Special Olympics athletes have received free vision screenings through LCIF's and Special Olympics Opening Eyes program. More than 22,000 Lions have volunteered with Special Olympics since 2000. There are 100-plus active nations of Mission Inclusion platform worldwide. 500 community leaders have been trained through the LCIF-supported Special Olympics Leadership Academy. 189,000 Special Olympics athletes have received free prescription eyeglasses at Opening Eyes events. 1,100 eye care professionals have volunteered their services. More than 50,000 families provided with family health education through the LCIF Support Family Health Forum model. And lastly, 20 Champion Lions Clubs have been created, providing district support to Special Olympics organizations worldwide. District 31S Leo Clubs as of March 10, 2022. Apex High School has 18 members. Athens Drive High School has 3 members. First Flight High School, 1 member. Holly Springs, 22 members. John A. Holmes High School, 17 members. Kip Pride High School, 2 members. Leesville High School has none. Manio has none. Panther Creek High School, 11 members. And Wake Forest has none. Here's a message from DGE Alan Swaim, 2022 to 2023, to Lions of the greatest district in the land. As most of you know, I have been asked to step in and assume the role of district governor for 2022-2023. I believe this is an opportunity to set a course for our district that will last many years to come. I cannot do this by myself. I will need the help of everyone in the district to make it a successful year. Please let me know what you can do for the district and what positions you are willing to fill, or help find someone that will fill the needed positions and do a wonderful job. This is a critical year for our district. We can either accept the challenge and make the most of it, or we can shirk our duties and wither on this vine. I am looking for leaders and team players. I coached ball for many seasons, and it is not the most talented players that end up being the most valuable. It is usually the most dedicated and coachable that make the all-star team at the end of the season. In that mindset, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. We have the chance to make an all-star winning team for the district. I need to most dedicated and hard-working volunteers for the cabinet the chance to look back and say that we took the district up to the next level, that we have changed Lions in North Carolina for the better and for the future. We need to build new clubs, hold bigger and better service activities, and promote ourselves like never before. This is more of an opportunity than a challenge. However, either way you choose to view it, we all need the best we have from each other. Let's get to work. Call or email me as soon as you can. And this is from PDG Lion Carl Ernst. I'm sorry. This is from PDG Lion Alan Swaim. You can contact him by phone at 919-390-8751 or email liondgallen@gmail.com. Here is a wish list for Camp Dogwood for the year 2022-2023. If you or your club would like to donate items to Camp Dogwood, the following items are needed. Bingo sponsors. All money used will be used for bingo bucks that can be used at the Camp Dogwood store to purchase snacks, t-shirts, etc. AEDs, or automated external defibrillators. Standard pillows and white pillowcases. White fitted sheets, deep pockets, full size. White full flat sheets. 8-watt LED light bulbs, non-dimmable daylight. Full size hypoallergenic waterproof mattress protectors and pads. Universal toilet repair and rebuild kits. 100% cotton zippered pillow protectors. Bissell PowerForce Helix 2191 bagless upright vacuum. New Star food service trays, white washcloths, hotel quality white towels, beach towels, fishing poles, bows and arrows, golf umbrellas or any large umbrellas, Post-it easel pads, full-size steamable serving pans with lids, white kitchen towels and commercial pot holders, toilet seats oblong or oval only, Clorox wipes, Whirlpool kitchen and bathroom carbon block undersink replacement filters. 40-gallon heavy-duty construction bags. 13-gallon and 45-gallon kitchen trash bags. Febreze air freshener. Gift cards to Lowe's, Walmart, Visa. Blue painter's tape. Duct tape. Post-it notes. Adult life jackets. 2XL, 3XL, and 4XL. And orange over-the-head and full jacket style. And lastly, HVAC repair tools or toolkits. NCLI Fellowships and Partners Updates by PDG Lion Ron Beltran, Chair, Fellowships and Partners Committee. Lions, have I got a deal for you. Thank you to all who participated in our lively discussion in February. It was a discussion that needed to take place and was very informative. I stand corrected. The Jack Stickley Award is still alive and well. To summarize, let's all encourage our clubs to show appreciation to their members for their hard work and accomplishments. A super way to do that is to present them with an award through our Partners and Fellowship Program. This includes the Jack Stickley Fellowship, William L. Woolard Partner in Service, the Sid L. Scruggs Beacon of Hope Fellowship, and NCLI Ambassador Awards. This helps give deserved recognition to our hardworking members for their contributions and also supports Camp Dogwood and NCLI at the same time. What a deal! Let's make this a banner year for awards and recognizing hard work and perseverance despite challenging and changing times in our world. Contact Camp Dogwood to purchase any of these awards at 828-478-2135. The VI Fishing Tournament night for site auction is rescheduled. The VIP Fishing Tournament Night for Sight Auction, originally scheduled to be held in person on April 9, 2022, has been rescheduled. The auction has been rescheduled as an online event to begin June 1, 2022. More details will be sent out as they become available. Scotland Neck Pancake Supper. The Scotland Neck Lions Club will host an all-you-can-eat pancake supper on Friday, April 8, 2022, from 5 to 7 p.m. The cost per person is $7. The event will be held at the Scotland Neck Lions Club building located at 502 Main Street in Scotland Neck, North Carolina. Apex will be holding a fish fry on Friday, April 22nd, at the C.C. Jones Community Building, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Proceeds go back into the Apex community. It is an all-you-care-to-eat, dine-in-only. All-you-care-to-eat is dine-in-only, or you can take out or pick up curbside. The Apex Lions Club is joining forces with CAPA, or Citizens Assisting Police of Apex, to host the Apex Annual Fish Fry. This is a long-standing event to raise funds to go back into the community of Apex. That tradition will continue. Both the Lions and CAPA strive to make Apex a better place to live. The Community Fish Fry will be held on April 22, 2022, at the C.C. Jones Community Center, located at 309 Holloman Street in Apex. The event will begin at 11 and end at 7 p.m. Please check out the webpage for more details at https://apexfishfry.com or http://apexlions.org/WP. This will be an eat-in or take-out event. We plan to have inside dining as well as an inside takeout and outside drive-by pickup. Plates will consist of fried fish, homemade coleslaw, boiled potatoes, hush puppies, and a drink. The cost is $12 per person, eat in or take out. Desserts will be sold inside. A kid's plate for children under the age of 6 will be available for purchase for $6 per plate and will have the option of a hot dog or fish with hush puppies and boiled potatoes and a sweet treat. Online ordering will be available starting April 4th at https://apexfishfry.com. Please come join this long-standing annual event. Help make Apex a better place to live. Included in this newsletter are some pictures of recent events that were held. The Rocky Mount Lions Club celebrated their 83rd birthday on March 24th of 2022. The club was chartered on March 24th, 1939. You may ask, what do the Rocky Mount Lions do? We have golf tournaments, Brighter Visions auctions, sell brooms, and any type of fundraisers to help support various programs for the blind and visually impaired in our community. The Rocky Mount Lions help provide eye exams, eyeglasses, transportation, and food for the blind and visually impaired. We also offer assistance to the Meals on Wheels program, recognize our local police officer and fire officer of the year, and support our local blind and visually impaired during summer camp at Camp Dogwood. And there's a picture of them with a big old delicious-looking birthday cake. And there's a picture of District 31S Cabinet Treasurer, PDG Lion Ron Beltran, presenting a check to May Tron, Executive Director of the North Carolina Reading Service, during a tour of their facility. The North Carolina Reading Service provides audio content 24/7 to people in North Carolina with reading challenges. You can check out their website at www.ncreadingservice.org or check out their Facebook page located at www.facebook.com/NC Reading Service to see the great work they're doing and how to access their media. Here's a picture of Lauren Merkley. She was named the District 31N Peace Poster Contest winner at the District 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention held in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina in January. In the picture is Lauren with Lion Gene Getz of District 31N. Congratulations, Lauren. Also winning a Peace Poster Contest is Liliana, or Lily Mason, and she also received her award at the Midwinter Convention. In the picture are PDG Lion Alan Swaim, Lily's brother, Lily Mason, and Lion Adrian Mikowski. Lion Adrian represented the First Flight Lions Club, who sponsored Lily. Speaking of peace posters, the 2022-2023 peace poster kits are now available. Peace Poster 2022-2023 Contest Kit, Lead with Compassion. Each kit contains all the materials needed to sponsor the contest in a school or youth group, including complete rules, promotional material, and recognition certificates for the participants. One kit is needed for each entry sponsored. Kits are available in all 11 languages. Kits are sold from January 15th through October 1st. Orders received after October 1st will be filled based on availability. Here is a notice of the North Carolina Past District Governors Organization's Captain's Choice Golf Tournament. This will be held on April 22, 2022. It's $50 per player, which includes a golf, the cart, a gift bag, and lunch. It will be held at Jamestown Park Golf Course, 7041 East Fork Road, Jamestown, North Carolina. The tournament proceeds benefit the 2021-2022 Brighter Visions campaign and the North Carolina Lions VIP fishing tournament. Registration and warm-up goes from 8 to 8:45 in the morning, and tee times start at 9 a.m., lunch is at 1, and the SPDGO meeting is at 3 p.m. The course has three contests, the longest drive, closest to the pin, and a hole-in-one. First, second, and third place prizes will also be awarded. And we've run out of time for this newsletter. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience.